From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked retired Marine General James Mattis as his defense secretary.
We are going to appoint Mad Dog Mattis as our Secretary of Defense. But we're not announcing it till Monday, so don't tell anybody.
Mattis, who has earned the nickname Mad Dog because of his comments that he likes to fight, was a Marine commander in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. If he were to be approved, Congress would have to waive a law requiring defense secretaries to be retired from active service for at least 7 years. Mattis retired in 2013. Mr. Trump headed to the U.S. heartland, celebrating with some of the voters who are sending him to the White House in January. Speaking during his annual State of the Nation address, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Moscow is ready to cooperate with the Trump administration, adding it is important to normalize and develop bilateral relations on an equal and mutually beneficial basis. During the U.S. presidential campaign, Mr. Trump praised Putin's leadership and criticized Democratic Party candidate Hillary Clinton for speaking very badly of Putin. A UN human rights monitor says ethnic cleansing is underway in parts of South Sudan and warns the country is on the brink of genocide. Rights groups and aid agencies have reportedly sounded the alarm about South Sudan, where an armed conflict largely along ethnic lines has killed tens of thousands. This is VOA News. United Nations officials are warning civilians in eastern Aleppo are in a state of extreme desperation. They're calling for a humanitarian pause to allow safe passage of seriously wounded out of the besieged Syrian city, while allowing food and medicine to reach the estimated 500,000 people trapped inside. Lisa Schlein has a report from the UN in Geneva.
As time goes by, conditions for civilians trapped inside East Aleppo continue to deteriorate. The UN Special Advisor for Syria, Jan Egeland, says at least 400 seriously wounded people need to be evacuated immediately so they can receive treatment.
Operations are now happening in basements without anesthesia. Imagine having your child rushed to an unsanitary basement and then being operated upon without anesthesia.
Egeland says the UN is scaling up its operations in the West and could be in a position from there to help civilians in the East. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Senate has given Congress's final approval to an extension of the American sanctions law against Iran that lawmakers of both political parties said is critical to enforcing the International Nuclear Accord with Iran. Enacted 2 decades ago, the sanctions were meant to address longstanding U.S. concerns, such as Iran's support for international terrorism. Partially lifted under the nuclear accord implemented last year, lawmakers said sanctions should be kept at the ready. President Obama Thursday night marked his final time to light the national Christmas tree.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey! Merry Christmas, everybody!
Well, as you can tell, it was festive. Mr. Obama offered a wish that Americans will care for the sick, as well as the hungry and the downtrodden in this holiday season, and treat one another as they would want to be treated. The president said that message rounds out his family's Christian faith and that of all Americans of all backgrounds. Mr. Obama reflected on his 8 years in office and said the United States is a country that has come back from economic crisis, wars, and national tragedies. The lighting ceremony tradition began in 1923 and takes place in what is known as President's Park. That's just south of the White House here in Washington. Mr. Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, along with their daughter Sasha, lit the lights. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.